ready, baby?
Well, is this thing on or not?
It is.
Then I say, let's rock and roll.
It seems like it's been a couple of weeks since we've done this.
It seems like it.
Yeah, it has. Hey, everybody. Thank you for coming back. Hopefully you hit that subscribe button so you got notified that this thing was here. We haven't left town. We're not pulling the plug.
It would be nice if we did.
I know. But
although we're going to get some nice storms today.
Yeah, we are.
I like storms.
I know you do. So this is Counting Worms. My name's Scott.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast that
it's hard to describe.
I wish that we had one sentence we could say, or a catchphrase or something. If somebody has a good idea of a catchphrase, send that into countingwormspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right.
And then you'll be famous.
That's right.
You can tell us if you want credit or not.
Right.
Because we get a lot of people that email us and then say, but don't use my name.
Right.
Apparently, we are of the taboo, secret, don't tell your friends variety
that's
of podcast.
Right. So this is the fourth in the second 100 series of podcasts, and this is a themisode.
It is.
It's
not
a fun
not
topic.
A sode-sode.
It's one of my favorite
yes,
topics.
Yes, yes. Scott got to pick this themisode.
Yes.
He had several choices because I did the research because our research department is on hiatus.
Well, we gave them a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
We're nice
yeah.
bosses. You know?
Yeah. So I let him choose,
yeah.
and so he chose, and we'll see if you can guess, because we do a little thing first.
Yes, we do. What's that called? When asked what... Oh!
That's called pushing the wrong button.
It is. How about
yeah.
this one?
News, Jimmy! News! Party time! Excellent!
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, gosh. At least he's clothed.
Yeah, fully clothed.
Apparently... In some species, size does matter.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists studying the world's smallest reptile, an itty-bitty-bitty-bitty chameleon found in the rainforests of Madagascar, have learned something quite intriguing.
Uh-huh.
While the male of the species might be the smallest reptile in the world, it is the smallest ever found.
Right.
It has disproportionately large genitals.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hello.
So large that while fully extended, they go well beyond the poor little guy's legs.
Hello.
Although I'm sure most of you men do not consider that a poor little guy at all.
Right.
Brookesia nana, a new extremely miniaturized chameleon,
uh-huh.
is rare and possibly endangered. The female measured roughly 28.9 millimeters, or 1.13 inches long, while the male was quite a bit smaller, at 21.6 millimeters, or less than an inch long.
Hmm.
And despite its small stature, Researchers said the male had large, apparently fully developed hemipenes. In other words, a pair of penises.
Hello, ladies.
Yes. The man is in town.
Yeah.
They measured 2.5 millimeters, 0.09 inches long, when fully exposed. Since the article in the journal chose not to do this for all you normal people, I'm going to do it for you. That means these little guys have two penises that, when fully erect, are 11.6% of their full height, including tail.
Hmm.
So, to put that in human terms, if you're a man who's 6 feet tall, or 1.8 meters, that would make your penis, even though you only have one and not two,
yeah.
8.5 inches or 22 centimeters long.
Eh.
And again, that little guy has two. But you have to understand that for reptiles, this size is substantial because comparatively to something like a python, pythons in size comparison are nowhere near.
All right.
Okay. Most of the photos show the males being so small they can fit snugly on the end of your pointer finger. They're very small.
All right.
Quote, in these miniaturized species, the smaller males may simply need larger hemipenes to allow for a better mechanical fit that makes a successful copulation with a much larger female possible, the paper states.
Wow.
They think the tiny size of the reptiles is due to island dwarfism, meaning the island is small, resources are limited, so animals got smaller as a direct result of those limitations. Well, except for the penises.
Yeah.
Since the females remained larger, the males could not shrink that part. Got to keep the ladies happy.
That's right. That's where the phrase hung like a chameleon comes from?
Is That's where it comes from. Ah. From here on out, it should be hung like a chameleon.
That's nice. That's nice. Wow, that is wormy.
Yeah. And on that note, what in the world could today's episode be about? If we're starting it with a worm news story on
about
giant dicks.
Hemipeny?
On double-dicked chameleons that are well hung.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Hard to say. All right, well, I do have a song that maybe will clarify things a little
bit. Let's try
it. You
want
to hear it? All right, here we go, baby. When asked what kind of sex do you like, what comes to mind? Is it soft, rough, with toys tied up in front or behind? Whatever floats your boat is cool, however you're inclined. With boys, with girls, with both, by yourself, have fun and unwind. Some folks' sexual penchants break all the rules, like paying someone to kick you very hard in the family jewels, or shoving medieval torture devices up inside your bum. Don't have sex with dead people, it's a good rule of thumb. Bizarre sex might kill you. Just stick to the basics and it probably won't kill you.
Oh yeah.
So, I don't know what you're going to call this episode, but...
It's a three-peat, that's all I can say.
A three-peat, nice.
It is. We have done this every year.
Yeah?
This is our third year, and this is our third time of doing Death by Sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this should be fun. Yeah. I got some fun stories. I got one long one and a couple of shorties.
Yeah.
But
themisodes are like that.
Yeah. So, shall I begin?
Let's do it. Well, I hope those listening can guess what the themisode is.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you say?
Death by Sex.
That's right, baby.
Part 3.
What was that?
Jimmy. Jimmy, stop it.
That's crazy. Okay, so everybody has their own little fetishes. Everybody.
Apparently.
Everybody does, whether you're into feet or spanking or midgets, whatever it is. It's all good.
That's right.
If it's between two consenting adults, then
as
you know,
long
it's
as
their
they're
business.
Of age and they're consenting,
whatever floats your boat. And a lot of our listeners, particularly in the 12 to 15 year old range, are into BDSM stuff.
I guess so.
You know,
I'm not sure that's the age of consent, but
you don't. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So that's bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism.
There
right?
you go.
It's being tied up, spanked, hit. It adds the elements of pain and domination and submission into the world of sex play.
Very hard thing to understand for a lot of us.
Right. This type of activity involves restraints and paddles and whips and assortment of sex toys.
Uh-huh.
And the story I'm about to tell you is about what happens when things go wrong with these kind of activities.
All right.
So enter 52-year-old... Normally well outside the range, you would think. Ralph Jankus and his new bride, 49-year-old Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
In later discussions with police, spoiler alert, Mr. Jankus informed them that he had been involved in the BDSM lifestyle for over 30 years. He called himself a BDSM junkie.
For right? Jankus.
Yeah. A Jankus junkie. So he went on to say that he and his new bride, while planning for their honeymoon, or for their wedding, I'm sorry, had discussed whether to go on a honeymoon or to engage
or engage
in a marathon sex session.
Oh.
Can't you do both?
Right.
But they wanted to choose. So Crystal, The new
I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying. That's what he said to police.
Yeah.
The new bride, Crystal, apparently she had previously spoken to friends about her fetish for extreme sex.
Oh, well, there you go.
Her son chimed in and said that she was mentally unstable and was controlled by Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, well, so the couple had a bit of history with law enforcement regarding their sexual shenanigans.
Huh.
Yeah, 2017, she had reported Ralph for some abuse, but later withdrew her complaint and then spent some time in a psychiatric clinic. So it's been up and down.
Maybe there's a little documentation on that note.
Yeah, her son also added that that she had fled to a woman's shelter in 2018, but eventually she returned to the relationship happier than ever and wanted to marry Ralph.
Oh, good.
He went
the start of all beautiful relationships.
He went on to say that
leave the woman's shelter and go back.
Right. The son went on to say that she had a lot of injuries all over her body, and especially in the genital area.
How would her son know that?
Now, that's my next sentence here. How would the son know about damage to mom's hoo-ha? I mean,
That's
kind of creepy right there.
That is kind of creepy. Although it could be something like she keeps squirming in her seat, and he's like, sit still, you look like a crackhead.
Yeah, that could be
and it. She's like, I can't sit still, Mike. I got a damaged hoo-ha.
Right, so he said, I warned her that she was putting up with too much and that it should never have gone this far.
Yeah, I just wish he would have clarified that.
Exactly.
How he knew.
So,
because it's really uncomfortable.
The son's partner, who was also a witness in the court case, spoiler alert, said, we had no idea about the violence at first, but over time it became more apparent. She was not allowed to leave the apartment and was forced to take drugs. She was beaten for going to the hairdresser without permission. And scene.
Goodness.
Yeah. So back to the incident.
How dangerous is a hairdresser?
So their debate about honeymoon versus sex marathon was decided, and they went with the sex marathon option.
I'm betting there wasn't much of a debate based on their lifestyle.
Right. So just days after they were formally married, the festivities began. Now, honey,
and by festivities, it sounds like it means
a 48-hour sex marathon.
Beatings and
right.
And
now, we regularly have 48-hour sex marathons, and we never had a problem, right?
Moving on.
But these guys, their sex marathon ended up in a problem. And here's why. This Randy couple went south in their sex marathon when Jenkins produces a particular toy.
Okay.
Okay. And toy is probably not the right word to use. I recognize this toy because I did see a photo. And for those of you who have ever been to a neurologist, you would recognize this as well.
A neurologist?
A neurologist.
Okay.
So you've probably had one of these used on you if you went to that type of doctor. But it's not in a sex toy kind of way. It's called a Wartenberg wheel. Okay?
Okay.
So picture this. You've got a wooden handle, like on a garden tool.
Mm-hmm.
From that handle extends about an 8-inch metal tube. And at the end of the tube is a metal disc, a circle,
mm-hmm.
maybe an inch or an inch and a half wide. And around the edge, the outer edge of the circle, are these spikes. Little, about 3/8 or half an inch long, sharp spikes.
What the hell?
And the wheel can roll. So what?
What is that used for?
Well, for neurologists, they roll it on your skin to see if you feel it. You know, like they're checking for numbness or nerve damage.
Okay.
That's what it's used for. There's maybe about a total of 25 spikes. It's a medieval looking device, really. But so what Ralph really wasn't testing out any nerve damage with this thing. In the stories that I read, they kind of danced around what he actually did with this thing. But the fact that she ended up with a perforated colon, I think we can all guess what he did with this device.
Right.
So who in their right minds would shove one of these things up their ass? I mean, or have somebody else shove it up their ass.
Right.
Who would ever get that thought in their head
that
this is a good idea? I don't know. So this was all part of their 48-hour sex romp. And 4 days after the romp concluded, Paramedics were summoned, but at this point, it was too late.
Yeah.
Crystal succumbed to her injuries and was counting worms. Jankus informed friends and family of this event by way of a Facebook post, which simply read, "Unfortunately, I have to tell you that my dear wife died suddenly just 8 days after our wedding. All the happiness I have ever experienced was during the years with my wife." Now, the couple had been together for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so just married for 8 days, though. In court, Jankus said that Crystal had taken part in the festivities willingly, and she had told him that she did not want to go to the hospital. So for a variety of reasons, the court sentenced him to 18 months suspended prison sentence.
Oh, my God.
And I guess suspended prison sentence means as long as you stay out of trouble, that you're off the hook. Is that kind of what a suspended sentence is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's what he got. So, kids, if you come across a Wartenberg wheel, don't put it up your butt, please. It's not a good idea. It's just not a good idea.
It's just not where it goes.
No.
It's for external use only.
Thank you. Topical use.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, baby.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Tell me your next story.
All right.
Yeah?
Clap your hands, everybody. Everybody just clap your
hands. Thanks, Jimmy. A little late, but thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah, we're going to wake up into this episode at some point here. We just can't tell you when. So my first story is about a very busy perv.
Okay.
I mean, this is no slouch. If you're going to be a pervert, it's best to be a busy one.
Go for
it. I mean, can we all agree?
Right.
Be on the ball. Haha. Did you catch that?
I did.
All right. I know you will think this happened in Florida, but no, it did not.
Ohio?
Nope. Sorry, Florida. Sorry, Ohio.
Michigan?
Not Michigan. Nope. Nope.
What?
It's time to step it up, guys. California's making a play for the spotlight.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yep. Yep.
Here we go.
Come on. So, squarely in the range,
yes.
29-year-old Richard Michael Parkhurst, which can we assume he goes by Dick? I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, can I call him Dick? Oh, well, I'll call him Richard for now. We can vote at the end.
We'll call him a Dick afterwards, probably.
Right. Well, we'll vote.
Okay.
So, Richard was found guilty of felony burglary and three misdemeanors. That included one count of peeping into an inhabited building, and two counts of indecent exposure. However, the jury was deadlocked on a felony assault count with intent to commit a sexual offense.
What?
But let's just say this doesn't quite tell the whole story. Don't fret, though. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
And I will not leave you disappointed.
Okay.
Here's how the whole thing played out and left our buddy Richard, the Dick, Parkhurst, in so much hot water. It started in Seal Beach, California, with a woman taking a lovely stroll one October day with her dog.
That sounds harmless enough.
Right. It was a beautiful day, and nothing seemed out of the ordinary. Well, until a young man, square in the range, approached her and said, "Nice dog." Then as she turned to smile at the young man, he continued, "I'm walking mine, too." And proceeded to show her his fully exposed penis that was not 11.8% of his full height. I mean, it was a great line.
His twig and berries?
Yeah. It was a great line. Yeah. Surprisingly, however, she was not the least bit amused.
Really?
I mean, like, not at all.
I'm prude.
Yeah, right?
She must be a lesbian.
Well, apparently Richard just did not get everything he was after from the dog walking woman, or perhaps it was fabulous and he just wanted a little more.
Right.
Because you see, later that exact same day, he made the brilliant decision to break into another woman's home.
Okay.
The woman was laying peacefully on her couch and taking a little afternoon nap.
Sure.
The warm sun on her face from a nearby window when Richard saw her. So he thought, why the hell not?
She'll probably dig it.
Yeah. He broke into her home, and she was woken up by, no, not another dog walking joke. That was so 2 hours ago. This time, what woke her up and gave her reason for alarm was he was sucking on her toes.
Okay.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, she was not amused either and did not find the gesture even the least bit sexy.
What are the odds of running into two lesbians within 2 hours?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So for those of you scratching your heads, it was DNA linking him to the toe sucking, because apparently not only was his DNA on file, but he's also a very slobbery sucker.
Well,
just side note. Yeah. Side note.
Uh-huh. He must be a secretor.
Yeah. So the next day, I suppose having had his fun from the previous day, he had spied a woman through a mail slot of another Seal Beach home and felt it only appropriate to break into that home the following day as well.
Not another lesbian.
To his credit, he showed no disappointment when only the woman's boyfriend was home. And informed him graciously how attractive his girlfriend was when he had been watching her through the mail slot the day before.
Okay.
The homeowner accepted the compliment, but decided to go ahead and hold Richard for police.
What?
Yeah. Thought that he should remain in the home with the homeowner until police arrived and could sort out some details.
What, is it now illegal in California to pay someone a compliment? Is that what you're saying?
Apparently. Apparently. They don't. You're supposed to keep to yourself. Hmm. While in jail, his antics continued as he exposed himself to female jailers and masturbated while watching the female guards. He also left them little notes as well, and they were not of like the hopeless romantic type, right, and more of the, ooh, I need to bleach my eyeballs after reading this type, and can my hand get a disease from just holding this piece of paper type.
Oh, I see.
Richard's attorney did his best to defend him. First, he tried the his girlfriend died and Richard's lonely defense. Right. And that was like a total swing and a miss.
Okay.
Then he tried the he's lost his home and it was a huge life change event. And boo, still nothing.
Right.
So then he went for the big one. Oh, wait. Richard is schizophrenic and he stopped taking his meds. So his attorney claimed Richard developed, quote, a delusion that he was a Zeus-like god who was sent down from the stars to seduce women.
And that one hit.
It was his destiny to seduce women, and they would willingly have his children. Mr. Parkhurst believes that his progeny will create a super race that will save the planet, end quote. Now, the only problem with that is kind of lies in the concept of breaking into their home while they slept. If they were willing, you could just approach women who were awake.
But you have to make sure they're not lesbians.
Asshole. So, Richard, you're just a perv and stop it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Right? Okay, so I mentioned early on, he was convicted.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my. He got railroaded.
Yeah. Sorry, dick.
Yeah, what a dick.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Have fun.
Yeah.
Well, he seems
I bet
to,
you'll meet some really nice men in prison.
You see, the whole prison thing doesn't seem to slow his roll, so
no,
he'll
no,
probably
no.
be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay, good.
He'll meet some guys that will be very interested in what he has to say.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Good for you. All right. So my next story is about something I had never heard of before. Have you ever heard of the Swing Fields Festival? Festival.
No.
All right. Well, every year the Swing Fields Festival is held on rural farmland in the south of England.
Mm.
And the location is only revealed within 48 hours of the event to participants to keep it kind of the location secret.
How big is England and how much rural farmland do they have?
They got a lot. So what is Swing Fields, you ask? It just happens to be Europe's biggest sex festival.
Oh.
With people from all sexual ways of life get together for a debaucherous 3-day weekend. A weekend filled with jelly wrestling and
jelly
nude tug
wrestling.
Of war. Yeah, jelly wrestling, of course. Nude tug of war and, of course, lots of orgies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The festival also has live music and entertainment and comedy and food and bars, etc. The organizers insist that they are not providing any sexual services, just basically providing the location to let it all hang out. And festival goers, they pay approximately, well, last time it was held, $450 a piece to be part of the fun.
Huh.
And for that money, that includes a luxury bell tent, a tent with two beds, heating, and solar-powered lights. Some folks pay a little less, and they bring their own campers, you know, and vans and stuff like that. I've seen photos of the layout, and it's mostly what it is tents out in an open field, essentially. Yeah. It looks like a little
carnival.
A parking lot carnival with a bunch of tents. And it kind of makes me think, you know, if you want to have sex in public and swing and do all that stuff, maybe you'd be better off going into Jamaica or Mexico and going to one of those places that's set up for exactly that. The festival in 2019, a 52-year-old cougar, unnamed, was participating in one of the many orgies when she found herself struggling to breathe. There were medics on site, and they gave her emergency treatment, but it was determined it was much more serious than that, and she was eventually airlifted by helicopter out of there to a local hospital where it was discovered that she had had a heart attack.
Oh.
So she had a stent fitted into one of her blocked arteries, and she was expected to make a full recovery. Somebody inside the festival commented that, quote, "It gave the 700 swingers present a bit of a shock, but it didn't take too long for the fun and games to resume."
Oh.
And scene. I think the moral of the story here is pace yourself. You know? She was just going a little crazy. And so
took it a little too far.
She didn't die.
Well,
so
that's
this wasn't a counting worms thing. It was a kind of an honorable mention.
Yes.
And she's doing just fine and gearing up. Now, the last 2 years, it's been canceled due to COVID.
Oh, sorry, Brits.
Yeah, COVID just screws up everything.
Yeah, or unscrews everything.
That's right. As the case may be. Oh, man, that's funny. But, oh, my God, Jimmy, please. Yeah. And the studio audience, caution you to...
Yeah, quit fat-fingering the buttons.
Wait until the speaker has completed their sentence. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead, so, baby.
This story takes place in one of our favorite places.
Florida?
Cleveland.
Oh,
Ohio. And we all know where Cleveland is, right?
Ohio. Yes, we love Ohio.
And if you're anything like me, this will end up being one of your favorite stories of all time for a whole other reason.
Uh-huh.
Called karma.
Oh.
Karma never sleeps. No. She's a hard and brutal mistress if you're on her bad side. And she's always waiting for you just around the corner. You never know when she might jump out and grab you to even the score.
By the twig and berries.
And this is one of those stories.
All right.
And let's be honest, we all love those stories. Mm-hmm. If you're driving peacefully down the highway, and some jerk is whipping in and out of traffic, almost hitting everybody, driving like a maniac, flipping people off who are driving like they're supposed to be. We all think the same thing. God, I hope there's a cop over the next hill. And when I go over it, that asshole's pulled over.
Yep.
Well, if you're one of those people, this story's for you.
Sweet. I'm ready.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Sam Mazzola, age 49, is a known figure in Ohio.
Oh.
Known, in my opinion, for all the wrong reasons. He owned and exhibited wild animals that he kept on his property.
Okay.
He had, at the very least, two white tigers, two Bengal tigers, an African lion, 8 bears, 12 wolves, plus newly acquired coyotes, as well as Caesar the Wrestling Bear.
Like Joe Exotic, it sounds
like. A trademark and disdain of animal lovers the world over, from PETA to the USDA.
Okay, not well loved.
Not well liked from people who really truly love animals.
Okay.
All of which were kept in barren cages that were quite a bit too small for them to make it easy to see them and exhibit them.
Oh, so the kids, yes. For the kids probably.
Of course, a miserable existence for the animals. Even other exotic animal keepers rallied against Sam and his treatment of his animals.
Oh, okay, good.
Most were undersized and all were malnourished.
Oh.
But Ohio is a wee bit behind the times in regulation of exotics. So it was hard to do anything about it. And he did actually wrestle bears, and he would allow people to pay so that they could wrestle his bear, a practice that many, many organizations are fighting hard to get federally outlawed because based on animal cruelty, which seems weird because how about just plain human stupidity? It's just really
I can
cool.
see a whole line of rangers getting involved in this.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I'm
really
up next.
Yeah, it's real bad.
As they drag the mauled guy that went first.
Yeah. I mean yeah, it's really rain. Bad. It's okay. really bad. You look into it, it's horrible.
Okay.
It's pretty bad. Anyway, finally, after decades and decades, he had his license revoked for exhibiting exotic animals, but the USDA, and it was the USDA that did it. But they noted they do not have the power to regulate ownership. That is only done at the state level. They could only take away his license to exhibit the animals. And mind you, it was not after one of the animals, one of his bears, mauled a man to death after it escaped its cage during a feeding. Nor was it an issue that he had spent time in prison for trafficking cocaine.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, those were just issues with Sam being Sam.
Right.
The thing is, Ohio requires permits for anyone owning bears in the state. And Sam has had such permits for well over 20 years. But Ohio does not regulate the ownership of non-native animals, including lions or tigers.
Hmm.
Say what? So no worries. What? He continued owning them in horrible conditions, and in fact, even worse now that he was not being paid to show them.
All right.
So how do you stop a proud man who is such a Mr. Big Pants that he thinks he has to wrestle bears, and he should own these beautiful creatures to even begin with, even though he knows he can't care for them?
I don't know how.
Well, you say, hey, karma, I got one over here for you. And okay. then, well, you wait. So, without Ohio willing to step in and stop this shenanigans, we wait for karma. So Sam was found dead, age 49, in his Columbia Station home.
Hmm.
And how was he found dead? Well, face down on his waterbed. He was bound with handcuffs, chains, and padlocks, according to Lorain County Chief Deputy Coroner Dr. Frank Miller. Oh my, what killed him?
The bear did that?
Or who? Was it someone from PETA? Was it murder? Was it Caesar the wrestling bear? Well, just imagine this poor coroner clearing his throat uncomfortably. Sam had a sex toy lodged in his throat, which apparently obstructed his breathing,
oh,
end quote.
Nice.
Hmm. Well, why couldn't he just spit it out? Well, that was hampered by the fact he was wearing a leather mask with the eyes and mouth zipped shut and a two-piece metal sphere covering his head.
A two-piece metal sphere.
End quote.
Wow.
Okay. How's that work? Quote, he had done this by request.
Done which part?
Said Dr. Miller. Suicide and homicide have been ruled out. It appears he died from an accident during sexual role play.
With a bear?
Oh, now I'm with you. This is how karma comes into play. You spent your life humiliating and caging animals in inhumane conditions with horrible bondage of their souls. And guess how you'll spend your last moments on Earth and how the rest of us will remember you. Here's a hint. It won't be that you were a tough guy that wrestled bears.
What a dick.
It'll be that you were face down with a dildo down your throat and with a mask on, zipped shut, tied up.
With a two-piece cylindrical
sphere
hood
on your hood on your head. Bye.
Bye. Wow, what a look.
Yeah.
I wonder, do you think it was with a bear that he was having this consensual?
No, he was alone.
So how did he tie himself up and put hat padlocks on?
He had someone come and do it to him and then leave.
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun, though, does it? That's what he's into.
That's what he's into.
Well, if it's consenting and he's by himself, I guess.
And apparently when they did the investigation, this was something he liked, to be tied up and left.
Well, you know.
This time he choked to death on the dildo in his throat.
Sweet. Well, yeah. You know, everybody's
couldn't
got their
happen
own
to
thing.
A better person.
That's right. Oh, my Lord, baby. Where'd you get that one? You tell me later.
Ohio.
Thank you, Ohio.
Yeah, thanks.
We love Ohio.
Yeah. But regulate exotics,
yes,
please.
Please.
Please regulate
please,
exotics.
Please, guys. Come on.
Come on.
Come on now. All right. So
no one needs a tiger in their bedroom.
My final story is a kids today.
I'm telling
story.
You.
But even for kids today, this one is really too much. This one's bad. So we've
kids
all
today are usually too much.
We've all heard of grave robbing, right?
Oh yeah.
And that's where people dig up the dead and steal whatever they can from them, mostly jewelry, I would assume.
Well, Leonardo da Vinci did it to promote science.
Yeah, well, this isn't one of those stories.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this story takes place in the Philippines.
Okay.
Not Ohio.
Not Ohio. That's weird.
Yeah, two unnamed.
We didn't have a single Florida.
I know. Two unnamed teens. Unnamed for a very good reason.
Okay.
Not just because
they're
teens.
To prevent ruining their lives.
Yes. Mm. Well, I hope their lives get ruined after this one.
Okay.
They were arrested after allegedly robbing the grave of an 84-year-old Filipino woman.
Okay.
Who had been buried just the day before.
Okay.
And that would be bad enough.
Yeah, that's not cool.
But these two kids today. They took it to the next level.
Okay.
You see, the family of the deceased grandmother had returned the day after her burial to pay their respects and just make sure everything was, you know, good, when they discovered that her tomb had been defiled. What's more, grandma's casket was exposed and her legs were sticking out of it.
Uh-oh.
Mortified members of the family examined the body. Now, this gets a little creepy, too. Only to find out that she had no underwear on, and there were signs of intercourse on the corpse's genitals. Now, how close a look did these folks get? I mean, seriously.
Or how obvious was it?
Check Grandma, yeah. See if she's got panties on. You know, that's
well, it could have been that she was wearing a dress, and it was hiked up, and
and hello,
yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grandma. I'm sure she's a nice lady. But yeah, that's not really something you want to stumble upon.
No.
So, according to Lieutenant Colonel Ernesto Castillo, the arrest was made after witnesses came to us to help with the investigations. The two teens that were arrested in connection with this incident have denied the allegations made against them. But you know they did it, right?
Yeah.
You know they did it. I mean, this is kids today. But, you know, truthfully, though, this is not the typical ranger behavior, the bonehead stuff that they do.
No.
This is just totally twisted and sick.
This is icky.
But you know they did it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, this one, maybe it's the Philippines. Maybe kids today in the Philippines do that kind of stuff.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. These people are twisted. So that's not the kind of sex that you kids want to have. That's not right. Rule of thumb, don't have sex with dead people.
In general terms, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
baby.
That's just a Dahmer thing.
Wrap it up for us. Tell me your final story.
All right. My last story involves the most dangerous things in the entire world.
Okay.
A man and a vegetable.
Okay,
I've always said vegetables were out to kill us. And if this podcast has taught us anything at all, it's the number one killer of women. Well, it's men. Put them together and voila. Now look
trouble.
What happens. But let me back up and set the scene.
Okay.
55-year-old Romanian man, Călin Laurențiu.
What?
Hey, I'm not doing it again. He had to have caught it that time or it's over.
Kalin Yalintu?
It starts with an L.
Lalintu.
Was having a romantic evening with his 59-year-old female partner. The unnamed woman and Kalin had been in a relationship and had decided to try something a little crazy on the night in question.
Sweet.
Kalin wanted to try out a new sex act, and his partner had initially agreed. He had waited a very long time for this. You see, Kalin had a vegetable fetish.
Sure.
So he had been growing the special event right in his own garden just for tonight.
Okay. It's organic.
Yes.
It's natural. All natural.
Yes. So he went out and plucked the perfect carrot from his garden.
Carrot.
And he and his partner retired to the bedroom. The problem was that very soon after he began the consensual act, the woman insisted that he stop.
What was the act exactly?
You'll be able to figure it out.
I hope he washed it first.
Eventually, she fell completely unconscious.
Oh my God.
Of course, Kalin decided to just continue because, well, he claims he was drunk and she had originally said he could do it. And after all, there are no takebacks. And this is how he managed to use the notorious vegetable to pierce the woman's colon, ultimately causing her death from sepsis as her body filled with a systemic infection and the contents of her bowel leaked throughout her body. Delightful way to go, really, begging your partner to stop his carrot attack while your colon empties inside your body. Yuck.
Kalin, she should have just said, no, stop.
Well, she did.
Well, she was unconscious, so I guess she could.
Well, she quit saying no after she went unconscious.
Well, that's her own fault.
Kalin said, and this is a direct quote.
Yes.
After it occurred to me that she had died, I dressed her nicely in pajamas. I called for an ambulance initially, but then I realized it was no longer worth it. I hurt her, but I didn't torture her with carrots. She told me to leave her alone at some point, but I went on. I'm sorry about her. I didn't mean to kill her. I loved her and she loved me. I'll confess everything to the police and to the lawyer. End quote.
What is wrong with this guy?
That's a quote. Well, you know, at least he is decent enough to feel sorry about it. But I wonder how he justifies this as not being torture. So if you're doing this to your loved one so aggressively while they beg you to stop until you rupture their colon, killing them. And if that's not torture, Kalin, where exactly is that line in Romania?
Oh, this is Romania.
Okay, I'm just curious.
That explains things.
Maybe we should get a few more stories from Romania. You know, I mean, where is the torture line if that's not torturing someone?
Yeah, Eastern Bloc sex, you know, can be rough.
So here's the deal. Prosecutors are apparently still investigating. However, a spokesperson for the local prosecutor's office said, according to our preliminary investigation, it seems that the woman's death was due to sexual assault. End quote. Kalin has now been charged with rape and murder. He will face life in prison if convicted, despite the fact he feels he did not torture her with carrots.
How can you torture an unconscious person, right?
They can't be tortured. They're already unconscious.
They don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll follow up on that story, and I'll keep you guys up to date on the developments.
I'm sure you will. We'll all hold our breath.
Well, that was pretty creepy.
Yeah. I told you, vegetables, very dangerous, out to kill you.
I wouldn't and have proof. Thought we were going with a carrot, though. I thought it was going to be something else. But
yeah, well,
where do you go?
Carrot.
So tell me about your sources, honey. Where did you get that fun stuff?
Scientific Reports, HuffPost, Long Beach Post, NBC News, and the Daily Mail.
And my sources, metro.co.uk, canoe.com, Wikipedia, mirror.co.uk, and calgarysun.com. And a couple of cities, actually more than a couple, that I'd like to mention.
All right.
Our top three cities for last episode, Alhambra, Arizona.
Well, hello,
hello, Arizona.
Arizona.
Along with our two favorites, Columbus and Huff, Ohio.
Ah.
We love Ohio.
Yep.
And also some shout-outs to our good friends in Dallas, Atlanta, Baltimore, Birmingham, Brisbane, Australia, and Nairobi, Kenya.
Cool.
Thanks for checking us out. I know. Well, maybe they'll write us and they'll be our hosts when we show up there. Yeah. All right, baby. Is there anything else that you need to talk about or want to talk about?
No.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. And until next time.
Live big.
Rest in peace.
The worms are waiting.